presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
September 2nd, 1046 America, New York. How the UK's radical data revisions shattered its economic narrative. Changes to Office for National Statistics output estimates leave economists rushing to revise views.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 2, 9:30 America, New York, be an empiricist. On Monday, August 28, a colleague at the Naval Postgraduate School emailed a number of us retirees to tell us some unfortunate news. It turned out that our retiree passes that let us get on the base where the Naval Postgraduate School is would be canceled effective August 31.
New York Times Business.
September 2, 8:45 America, New York, the disruptive power of weight loss drugs is being felt beyond pharma. Retailers, the makers of foods marketed for weight loss, and other types of companies could see knock-on effects from the rise of diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic. Copyright, George Frey, Reuters.
Global economy.
September 2, 8 o'clock America, New York. Cooling U.S. economy gives Fed breathing room on interest rates. Jobs and price data suggest banks' quest to tame inflation is working, economists say.
New York Times Business. September 2, 8 o'clock America, New York. The disruptive power of weight loss drugs is being felt beyond pharma. Retailers, the makers of foods marketed for weight loss, and other types of companies could see knock-on effects from the rise of diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic. Copyright, George Frey, Reuters.
Marginal revolution.
September 2, 7:24 America, New York, towards a platform for dominant assurance contracts. Moyamo at Less Wrong is committed to getting dominant assurance contracts, aka refund bonuses, up and running. Imagine a world with no ads or paywalls. A world where open source software gets the same level of funding as proprietary software.
Global economy.
September 2, 6 o'clock America, New York, reviving the German economy. The sick man of Europe label made its debut in 1998, but it seems overdone to apply it today.
New York Times Business.
September 2, 5:03 America, New York. Why Charter and Disney are fighting, and what it means for viewers. Millions of subscribers to Charter's Spectrum service cannot watch the U.S. Open or college football games this weekend, and the dispute has far-reaching implications for the industry. Copyright. Abby Parr, Associated Press. Watching college football on ESPN won't be possible for Spectrum subscribers until Disney and Charter reach an agreement.
New York Times Business.
September 2, 5:02 America, New York, how some Iranian Americans view education and financial success. Many Iranian Americans say their families place a high premium on education, sometimes at the expense of early financial independence, potentially complicating their financial futures. Copyright. Jesse Barber for the New York Times. Sarah Murphy's mother, Mahin Murphy, offered to support her daughter financially so she could pursue a doctoral degree.
New York Times Business.
September 2, 5:01 America, New York, how Montana's Attorney General made banning TikTok a top priority. How one of Montana's top elected officials made banning the app a top priority, putting the state at the center of a geopolitical storm. Copyright. Taylor Irvine for the New York Times. Lobbying groups, small businesses and influencers have defended TikTok on billboards and in court filings against a Montana proposal.
New York Times Business.
September 2, 5:01 America, New York, awe, the lazy life. Loafers and idlers, including the heads of the Lazy Butt Club, extol the virtues of the not-so-busy life, even as many big companies start cracking down on return-to-office policies. Copyright. Hiroko Masuke, The New York Times. Does the end of the summer of 23 mean an end to this kind of thing?
Marginal revolution.
September 2, 0:42 America, New York. Does China need more consumption? I am repeatedly puzzled by this claim, which you will find in Michael Pettis, Paul Krugman, and others, WSJ, even Stephen Roach. It might make sense for short-run matters, when prices are, maybe, sticky. But as of late, we are talking about how to restructure China for medium and long-term growth.
Marginal revolution.
September 1, 2012 America, New York, congratulations to Tharman. Singapore presidential election. Tharman Shanmugaratnam is the next president after a landslide victory with 70.4% of the vote. Ng Kok Song finishes second, 15.72%, followed by Tan Kin Lien, 13.88%, https://t.co/8zumi0xfig#pe2023pic.twitter.com/rjp0ca14sq